one here, the rowdies one there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Livewire, Claridge Design Center, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us on this beautiful Monday evening. Of course, just around the corner, starting next Thursday, the 2014 FIFA World Cup, and we'll be spending a lot of time on tonight's show talking about the U.S. men's national team and their 2-1 win over Turkey yesterday from Red Bull Arena. Michael Lewis was there, and we'll have his live report from Red Bull Arena. He's not there now, of course, but he was there. He'll tell us all about that, and of course, he'll be covering the World Cup in Brazil, the United States men's national team, and Dick Howard will have all the other news around the World Cup qualifying World Cup teams, injuries, friendlies, and all of that. We're going to be also hearing tonight from the top keeper in the USL Pro League, John McCarthy of the Rochester Rhinos. Rhinos facing the Pittsburgh Riverhounds at Salem Stadium on Saturday at 7 p.m. for the annual Bark at the Park. How appropriate that the Rhinos taking on the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. All the dogs will be there in attendance, and it'll be a great night for soccer. It's supposed to be 80 degrees and sunny. Can't ask for a better evening. 454 kick to get your tickets. And the Western New York Flash are on the road this week for two games in Kansas City and Portland. Hopefully we'll be hearing from a member of the Flash tonight as well. But right now, let's go to our host at a super secret location, Joe Redcard Sirianni. How's it going, Joe?
Not bad, Andrew, and thank you very much for going solo tonight. And I am here at some place that I will not disclose the location because I don't want anybody to come and give me, but in any event, I just want you to know how much I appreciate you doing the show and how much I value, you know, you and the listener, because and our sponsor, of course, because then there won't be no soccer shows. And of course, you know, it's been a week of soccer in Rochester. It's going to be more soccer coming with the World Cup coming, and we all can prepare for be glued in front of the television and do what we do best, to cheer for the team that we love the most, whether they are the United States, of course, number one, and second, of course, is Italy, and because of my nationality, of course, but who knows? My main goal is to cheer for the United States to qualify and go forward, because it's going forward, it will bring soccer to another level in the United States.
Well, that's for sure, Joe. And you mentioned about all the people who support our show. We wouldn't be on the air for 20 years if it was not for our sponsors and our listeners and the great people who have worked with our show over the years. And next Monday night is the 20th anniversary show of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, the longest-running soccer radio show in North America. We have a lot of special things planned, hoping to have some very special guests. One person we know we'll have on the show is the man without whom there wouldn't be a show and probably wouldn't be soccer in the United States, this person who should be in the U.S. Soccer Hall of Fame, and we'll keep promoting that as long as we have breath, Charlie Sciano. And Joe, I'm looking forward to doing the show with Charlie next week and getting on some of our friends who have been on the show in the past and some special guests as well.
Well, it certainly is going to be a show that everyone should listen to, and they need to plan to be a listener, to be have the radio tune in or just to record us or whatever they want to do, because we're going to go back to who we were long, long time ago and who we are right now, and we're going to travel through all these years to bring it to our listener the history of soccer from the beginning to the present, and certainly is going to be a great affair. So, listener, please be sure you tune us in next week.
That's right, and at that time, June 9th of 1994, the U.S. was getting ready for their first World Cup match on their home soil, the first ever indoor match in the World Cup history against Switzerland at the Pontiac Silverdome, which is no longer in existence. But we were all getting ready for that, and Charlie and his vision started Soccer as a Kick in the Grass to coincide with the World Cup in the United States, which is still the most attended and biggest, most profitable World Cup in history. Even with more games and more teams now involved, the U.S. in 94 is still the standard which World Cups have to match up against. So that's next Monday. The following Monday, mark your calendar down. We will be on at a special time of 9 p.m., after 1 hour after the U.S. takes on Ghana in their first match in the 2014 World Cup. We'll have commentary, we'll have discussion and debate on that match. So mark your calendar down, 9 p.m., Monday, June 16th. We'll have a special edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And, Joey, we better have the pizza ready for that one. We've got to get ready for that special show.
For sure we're going to have pizza. We're going to have a little bit of vino to go along with the pizza. But anyway, Andrew, before I'd like to make a comment a little bit about the Rhinos and about the flash in the last couple games. And just okay. Before you do that, Joe,
we got two things we got to mention. Very important things. Today is the birthday of two very important soccer people in Rochester. Wayne Fuller, the man who was the broadcaster for the Lancers, is one of the first people on our show. He celebrated a birthday, as is Rochester's Abby Wambach, and good news from her today. Her injury to her knee, which forced her out of the game on Saturday, is not serious. She should be back within a few days. She tweeted that out today. So we wish Abby all the best and a very happy birthday. We won't tell you how old she is. You can look that up on the Internet. You don't mention how old ladies are.
Should we sing happy birthday?
No, we don't want to drive our listeners away. But go ahead, Joe. Give us your commentary.
Well, the commentary that I really have to say is that, the Rhinos 0-0, a draw, it certainly, it was not what the Rhino expected. But the congratulations go to the goalie, because he certainly achieved a momentum thing, a 5 shot out in a row. And, as far as the place is concerned, I think that, they didn't have their best game against Houston. They were leading 1-0, and then all of a sudden, all they did, unfortunately, they fell for the scheme of Houston, and they made them chase the ball, which is completely no-no. They didn't control the midfield, and they just, they come out in the short end of the deal. So, that's my views, and I feel bad because there were quite a few people there, and I wish they would have won, because they would bring more people. Winning brings more people to the stadium.
And, well, the Flash have two very important road matches this week. They go to Kansas City on Wednesday. It's at 8 p.m. Eastern time kickoff, 7 p.m. Central. And on Saturday, it's back to Portland once again to take on the Portland Thorns. And then that'll be a 10 o'clock start on Saturday. So after you're done going to see the Rhinos play against Pittsburgh on Saturday at Salem Stadium, come home, tune in the Western New York Flash on the Internet at 10 p.m. as they take on the Portland Thorns, another matchup with the defending NWSL champion. You mentioned John McCarthy, who we're going to have on our show tonight. Really looking forward to talking to him. five shutouts in his six games played. You can't do much better than that. And also congratulations to the Rhinos as they got a bit of revenge on the Dayton Dutch Lions last night, winning 1-0 after a very lengthy lightning delay. The match didn't restart till after 11 o'clock, but Levi Haupu's goal stood up. And we're very happy the Rhinos picked up 4 points on the weekend. Not exactly as they anticipated. They got the road win and a draw at home, but still, Joe, 4 points is 4 points, and it's a good result with two shutouts on the weekend.
Very good. So that makes a six shutout.
Louis Sofner had the shutout last night, so he got his shutout last night. So we'll see who gets the start on Saturday. Will it be John McCarthy or Louis Sofner? We'll talk to John about that. But Joe, I know you have to get ready for your big meeting, and look forward to next Monday. I am so looking forward to reminiscing about the 20 years of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Again, we're going to hope to have the former members of our Soccer is a Kick in the Grass family on our show. We'll try to get them on, also some special guests as well. So,
very good.
Joe, thank you so much for being on, and say hello to the folks at the super secret location.
Very good. All right, thank you, Andrew, and have a good show.
Thank you, Joe. Of course, that's Joe Sirianni, the host of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Again, next Monday, 6:30, Joe, myself, and Charlie Sciano will celebrate 20 years of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL. And we will go next to Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, and the International Report. But before we get to Dick, we're going to have Lydia Williams of the Western New York Flash on for a brief moment. So that's coming up next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL, 92.1 FM at 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is McCall Zerboni from the Western New York Flash, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
The Western New York Flash begin another critical three-match road trip this Wednesday night against FC Kansas City, starting at 8 p.m. Then the Flash face the defending champion Portland Thorns on Saturday night with kickoff at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Go to NWSLsoccer.com to watch the match live online. The Flash return home to Salem Stadium on Wednesday, June 18th, 7 p.m. to take on the Chicago Red Stars. Get your Flash tickets by visiting the Salem Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or call 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online. online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatores.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are back at Salem Stadium this Saturday night at 7 p.m. to take on the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. It's the 8th annual Bark in the Park, where fans can bring their dogs to the match. Bark Zone tickets are just $8, which includes admission for you and your dog in a special area of the stadium where you can meet vendors promoting pet adoptions, active lifestyles, and social activities for owners and pets. Get your Rhinos tickets, flex packs, and parking passes now by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Once a jolly swagman camped by a billabong. Under the shade.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here, and in the background you hear the anthem of Australia, Waltzing Matilda. Very happy to be joined by a member of the Matildas, the Australian national team, goalkeeper for the Western New York Flash, Lydia Williams. And Lydia's appearance brought to you by the Flash. Flash are back home Wednesday, June 18th at 7 p.m. against the Chicago Red Stars. Call 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com to get your tickets. Lydia, thanks for being with us on the show. How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Doing good, thanks. I know it's been a rough stretch for the Flash these past few games. You just came back from Vietnam and the World Cup qualifying. And congratulations to you and Sam and the rest of the Matildas for making it to the World Cup next year. I know that must be a great, great feeling for you and your country to be at the World Cup once again.
Yeah, looking forward to it, especially in Canada, and, you know, hopefully a lot of, you know, big crowds this time for the World Cup as well.
We want to talk about Saturday's match. Obviously not the result the Flash wanted at home against Houston, but tell us about what happened during the match. I know that Abby's injury may have thrown things off a little bit, but you guys did take a lead into the half. But what happened in the second half that allowed Houston to get back into the game?
You know, I think they just capitalized on the chances that they had, and whether it was mistakes from us or, you know, good chances from them, they just got a toe up on us. And, you know, unfortunately, things didn't fall our way. We had some really good chances in the dying, you know, 10 minutes, which just didn't fall our way. So we're waiting for that time when it just, you know, that day is going to happen where it just falls in for us and we end up taking the match away from whoever we're playing.
I know next week you get a chance to face Houston again down in Texas, so you get your opportunity to exact a little revenge on the Dash. But this week you've got two big matches, FC Kansas City in Kansas City, and then going back out to Portland again to take on the Thorns. Tell us about what's the mood of the team like as they prepare for these two big matches.
You know, I think we have to be really positive. Obviously, you know, we're not doing as well as we thought we would, but it's something that can be easily fixed. So we're actually really motivated, and, you know, it just takes one game for the mood to turn, and then we'll get on a roll. But we just need to really dig deep, I think, these next two games and, you know, snatch a win out of, you know, at least one of them.
And I know that today I saw the picture tweeted that Abby had a little birthday celebration with the team, a little birthday cake. How did that go?
Yeah, it was good. It was good to celebrate with her and, you know, welcome another year with, you know, playing on a professional team.
Well, Lydia, we wish you guys all the best of luck this week. We'll certainly be watching the games on the Internet. And, of course, Wednesday, 8 p.m. kickoff. Eastern time against FC Kansas City, then 10 p.m. kickoff on Saturday and against Portland. And looking forward to getting you guys back home for a nice long homestand. There haven't been enough home games. We need to get you guys back at Salem Stadium so we can cheer you guys on.
Yeah, I know. Hopefully soon.
Well, Lydia, thanks so much, and wish the team all the best from us, and good luck for the next two matches on the road.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Lydia. Lydia Williams from the Western New York Flash here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Let's go right now to our international report. We just had our international keeper from the Flash, and now we're going to talk about the World Cup with Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. And our report is from Dick Howard, brought to you this week by Allstate Insurance agent and local agent Enzo Scolo. 244-2130 is his number, or go to ScoloInsuranceAgencies.com. Scolo spelled S-C-O-L-L-O. Dick, boy, what a lot of news and a lot of things going on with both Brazil and with FIFA. It's been quite a few days of news. I think we have a problem with Dick here. We might have lost Dick. We'll get Dick back on the air in just a moment. Of course, we want to remind everybody once again that next Monday night is our 20th anniversary show for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Charlie Schiano, the man who founded the show back in 1994, will be with us for the entire show. We'll be doing the show maybe, I don't know, from his house or from somewhere to celebratory. Myself and Joe and Charlie reminisce about the show and what's happened in soccer, and hopefully have some special guests with us. And of course, Dick Howard will be with us next week on the anniversary show, and he's back with us now. And Dick, boy, a lot of news from about the World Cup and a lot of news from FIFA the past few days. There hasn't been a lack of interest from all the soccer fans around the world, that's for sure.
It's incredible, and it's front page in the newspapers here in Canada, all the things that have been happening with regards to the Qatar situation and the match-fixing scenario that's evolving as well. So in a good way, it gets publicity in the papers, but we'd like the other kind of publicity and the build-up to the World Cup more than this kind of negative publicity. But it's certainly getting closer, Andrew.
It is, Dick. But for those of you who may have been in a hole for the last couple of days and not know what's going on, there's a lot of pressure being put on FIFA right now due to uncovering and investigative reporting from the Sunday Times in London that there's been a number of bribes, large bribes, given to members of the African delegation to vote for Qatar for the 2014 or 2022 World Cup. I mean, it's not news to any of us who had feeling this was happening because, you know, again, you're comparing a country that has no stadiums, no infrastructure, and is extremely small to a country that has 100,000-seat stadiums and has everything basically ready to put on a World Cup and put on the most successful World Cup in history in 1994. But yet Qatar got the bid. Dick, I mean, what are your thoughts? Do you think that FIFA is going to bow to pressure and either award the 2022 World Cup to the U.S. or go through this whole process all over again and possibly open themselves up to more and further scrutiny from the fans of soccer and the media?
Well, certainly, I think that the fact that Mr. Garcia, the New York lawyer, and the FIFA investigator who's checking into everything is going to complete his probe by the end of June or early part of June and then submit a report by the end of July. And if in that report it proves categorically 100% that there was bribery and attempts to obtain votes for Qatar, then certainly you have to look at it very seriously and take away the World Cup from that country. And you mentioned the situation in the United States. I'm sure that U.S. soccer were very disappointed with the fact that they didn't get the nod, because certainly the United States, as you rightly said, the best ever World Cup with regards to attendances and the fact that you can go to stadia throughout the United States and you've got some magnificent stadia that are being used at the present time for exhibition games, and the States could, at the drop of a hat, organize a World Cup. And as I say, getting back to the situation, if the investigation proves without a shadow of doubt that there were illegal activities taking place, then certainly FIFA have to consider it very seriously.
Well, that's not the only news coming out of the for the World Cup. Obviously, there's a lot of news about injuries and things. We'll get to that in a second. But a story out of Business Insider, Sao Paulo Stadium unfinished with 10 days to go. This is the stadium that's going to host the opening match of the World Cup, and it is not finished yet. Dick, what can you say? I mean, what do you say to
them? Well, what can you say? You know, the Brazilian Federation have known, what state are going to be required and what has to be done. And I'm shocked and more than a little bit surprised that this is happening. Certainly with the opening game in the stadium in Sao Paulo with Brazil playing Croatia, you have to have it ready for the opening game. And as you mentioned, there's one or two other stadia that are also not completely ready to host games. So let's hope that everything gets sorted out in the remaining days, but it certainly left it very late with regards to the opening game on the 13th, the 12th, I should say.
I'm a project manager by trade, Dick, and this is inexcusable. Whoever's running the construction and running the planning for this World Cup needs to go back to school and learn how to run a project.
They have the checks and balances, don't they? You know, and meet the deadlines. And this hasn't happened, and you're getting this situation at the moment. And we just hope that everything will be in place, and that it will be a tournament that everybody will remember for the right reasons, but it's certainly not looking too promising at the present time.
Well, we'll know in about 10 days' time, but there's been a
lot of... Stay tuned, folks.
Yeah, definitely. There's been a lot of mentioned injuries, and boy, it is changing and shaking up the teams. The big news today, one of the biggest stars in the game, Franck Ribéry of France, may miss the World Cup due to back problems. That would be a devastating blow to France in a very tough group that they have. So I'm sure he will play if at all possible, but it's day to day. And of course, Luis Montes, a terrible broken leg he suffered in the match against Ecuador, and a Montolivo of Italy is going to miss the World Cup. Of course, Diego Costa, we don't know his status. It's just people are dropping left and right here.
It's very difficult, Andrew, because as we know, the national teams need preparation games. And I think when you're playing a country that is not in the World Cup, whether it be Northern Ireland, Republic of Ireland, whether it be Paraguay, who are playing the French, there's a little bit of bite in those kind of games. And I know in the game with the Peru game against England, there was one challenge late in the game on Steven Gerrard, and you could almost see Roy Hodgson's face changing, you know, because if somebody like a Steven Gerrard gets injured in the game and is out of the tournament, then you're losing a key figure. If you play countries that are in the tournament, there's almost an unwritten law, go over the top, don't get into really bad challenges. And fortunately for England, of course, there are two remaining games against countries who are in the World Cup when we talk about Ecuador and Honduras in Miami or in the United States. So hopefully there will be no injuries in that kind of situation. But I think it's always tied in with your opposition. Are they fellow World Cup candidates, or are they a country that just wants to get a good result and obviously beat a team that's going to the World Cup?
Well, Dick, you mentioned England, and boy, the strange things are happening. And news today out of Miami that England's training session today was washed out due to torrential rain that basically flooded their practice facility at Barry University. And now they're very concerned about the match on Wednesday against Ecuador at Sun Life Stadium, that there may be problems with the weather. And nobody really anticipated this. It was the start of hurricane season, but usually at this time of year, you don't get a lot of crazy weather.
No.
But this, obviously, Roy Hodgson's not happy with this situation.
No, they need the heat, they need the humidity, but you don't need the storm activity. And as you say, if you're unable to train or you can't train outside in the conditions you want to train in, then it's going to be a real challenge. And, of course, they need that game to finalize, the lineup. But it's certainly been for any activity, I really feel, you know, obviously for fans of the Azzurri with regards to the Ricardo Montolivo, you know, the broken leg. Luis Suarez looks as though he will recover from the cartilage surgery and the keyhole surgery and be able to play against England. And Neymar is another one that, you know, got injured in that late season game against Real Madrid and is out with a foot injury. So coaches are very concerned and trying to get that balance. Yes, you want to train and prepare that way, but you also need a little bit of competition to tweak some of the lineups that you want to utilize in the tournament.
Absolutely. And some early results of the friendlies. Germany tied Cameroon 2-2. France only was able to draw Paraguay. The U.S. did well against Turkey, although there's certainly a lot of questions. We'll talk about that with Michael Lewis later on. Belgium had a nice win over Sweden 2-0. So we'll have to see what happens. But there's certainly a ton of matches coming up this week. I mean, if you want to see international competition, there's no shortage of matches. Costa Rica, Japan, we played tonight in Tampa. Tomorrow you've got Greece, Nigeria. You've got Mexico against Bosnia. Coming up with England and Ecuador, we talked about that one. Ivory Coast and El Salvador. And, of course, the United States will face Nigeria on Saturday. So a lot of these teams getting ready, like you said, and getting their lineups in place for the big tournament starting next Thursday.
Yeah, it'll soon be here, won't it? You know, it's sort of here in Toronto. You're starting to see flags in the cars. And as the tournament progresses, you'll see more and more flags. And I'm sure it's going to be the same in Rochester where fans are showing their allegiances as the tournament progresses, but it's, as I say, a tense time because of the fact that teams are in the final stages of preparation and want to make sure that everything is in place. And it's not the best situation when you've got players who are getting injured, especially key players.
That's right. Well, Dick, we'll look forward to having you on next week as part of our anniversary
show. Yeah, it's going to be great.
We'll do a little reminiscing with Charlie Schiano. And
Charles Angelo Schiano again. That would be great to speak to Charlie. And his knowledge and memory and stories, they're well worth listening to any time.
Absolutely. Well, Dick, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again next Monday night.
Okay, Andrew. Take care. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass again next Monday. It's the anniversary show of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, 20 years on the air. We'll be right back with goalkeeper John McCarthy of the Rochester Rhinos on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Marcus Hahnemann from the U.S. Men's National Team. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Your local sports leader.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web.
FM 92.1 and 1040 WYSL
Avon Rochester.
The Western New York Flash begin another critical three-match road trip this Wednesday night against FC Kansas City starting at 8 p.m. Then the Flash face the defending champion Portland Thorns on Saturday night with kickoff at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Go to NWSLsoccer.com to watch the match live online. The Flash return home to Salem Stadium on Wednesday, June 18th, 7 p.m. to take on the Chicago Red Stars. Get your Flash tickets by visiting the Salem Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or call 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Cougia Cougia, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore!
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4000. 7800 or visit FaberHomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk. Save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Rhinos are back at Salem Stadium this Saturday night at 7 p.m. to take on the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. It's the 8th annual Bark in the Park, where fans can bring their dogs to the match. Bark Zone tickets are just $8, which includes admission for you and your dog in a special area of the stadium where you can meet vendors promoting pet adoptions, active lifestyles, and social activities for owners and pets. Get your Rhinos tickets, flex packs, and parking passes now by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Oh, Bob D'Angelo and the best bump music in all of sports talk here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti, Joe Sirianni off for the rest of the show. He'll be back next Monday for our 20th anniversary show featuring, of course, the original host of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, Charlie Sciano. Lots of special guests, a lot of reminiscing, so be sure to stay tuned or tune in for that next Monday at 6:30. We'll also replay it on the 16th at 6:30, and then at 9 o'clock we'll be on live after the U.S. against Ghana match at the World Cup. This weekend, the Rhinos picked up 4 points with 2 shutouts, and one of the big reasons why the Rhinos are doing so well with the best defense in the USL Pro is our guest right now. He has got six matches, 5 shutouts, best goals against average in the league, joined for the first time on our show by John McCarthy. And John's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Again, the Rhinos in action Saturday at 7 p.m. for the 8th annual Bark in the Park against, appropriately enough, the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. Get your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. John, welcome to the show. Thanks for being on.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, John, again, congratulations on a great start, one of the best starts for a goalie in Rhinos history. You have to go back to 1998 when Pat Onstad came into the team, and, of course, we know about his accomplishments in soccer. But the first year that he played for the Rhinos, he gave up 3 goals in his first 11 matches. You're pretty close to that, 7 goals for the Rhinos as a team, but you've given up 1 goal in your first 6, so a great start, and congratulations to you. And I know that the defense in front of you is certainly a big reason also why the Rhinos are the best goals against in the league so far.
Yeah, going good so far. Defense has been a huge part in helping me and the team so well defensively.
How important is it that the back four of Obasi, Walls, Hoffer, and McMahon have been in the starting lineup pretty much for the entire season for the team?
It's been really important. I mean, the chemistry really started clicking. They really started gelling well together. And there's nobody that is kind of off page. So they're all on the same page, and the communication's well across the back four, from me to the back four, from the back four to the midfield. So it's really important that they keep us organized all the way to the forwards, back to the defense.
Now, John, that the in the past with the Rhinos, it's been unusual for a rookie to be playing in goal. The last rookie who played was Soren Johnson back in the mid-2000s. And what has it been like for you transitioning from playing at LaSalle, where you did so well and have set so many records both at NCAA and at the Atlantic 10 level, in your first season here as a professional?
I mean, it's awesome. I mean, to be able to be a professional soccer player, that wasn't something I wanted. And to finally be at this level, I'm kind of just embracing it and trying to take it as a learning experience since it's my first year and trying to make the best of the opportunities that come at hand.
Here with John McCarthy of the Rochester Rhinos, and John and the Rhinos will be in action on Saturday against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds, 7 p.m. kickoff at Salem Stadium for Bark in the Park. Be sure to again get your tickets by calling 454-KICK, just $8 to be in the Bark Zone. And John, I got to ask you, have you ever played in a match where you've had dogs in the stadium before?
No, I have not. It's definitely going to be an interesting one, but I'm a very big dog lover, so it'll be cool.
I would recommend getting the opposite end of the stadium in the first half if you can. It's not just because of the dogs. They'll be at the under the scoreboard area. But I noticed in the Richmond match you had a little trouble with the sun shining right in your eyes. And because you wear the protective helmet like Petr Cech does, my favorite team is Chelsea, by the way, and most people know that who listen to the show, you didn't have a chance to wear a cap or anything to shield yourself. Was that a problem for you during the match? I noticed a couple times you were having a little trouble picking the ball up when it was up in the air.
Yeah, I mean, the sun was a kind of an issue. It was really bad that day. If I could get the other end, I would much rather prefer that. But yeah, the sun wasn't on my friendly side that day for sure. And because I used to wear hats in the games when the sun was an issue, but now that I wear my helmet, I can really wear a hat, but had to deal with it, and hopefully I won't have to deal with it again and maybe get the other end.
Was the team surprised that Richmond came out in that game on Friday in such a defensive role? And I know you had one big save to make on George Davis IV in the first half, and that was pretty much about it for you. You had a little tip he had to do over the bar in the second half, but you had a pretty quiet night against Richmond.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't expecting Richmond to come out of the gate firing, really, because I think that was the third game in 4 days. So we knew their legs were kind of tired, and they were kind of doing a rotation type with their lineup maybe. So we kind of wanted to take it to them right away. And when they packed it in, they did a really good job with the organization from a defensive perspective. But I was just focused on keeping my defense organized as well and trying to make sure that if an opportunity did come at hand, we were ready to handle it in the appropriate way. And I feel like we did.
And, of course, on Sunday, you guys, boy, the weather problems this team has had is just ridiculous. And last year, I'm sure that the guy, that Tyler and JC told you what happened last year with matches getting delayed and ended up getting shortened. And I thought the match last night might have gotten ended after the 68th minute, but you guys ended up playing. What was the mood in the locker room as you guys were trying to wait out this lightning delay? But having the lead, I'm sure, was a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a good thing to go in the locker room with a lead. We were more up spirit about it. We definitely went in and we were relaxed for a little bit because we knew there was going to be lightning for at least, we were going to be in the locker room for at least another 45 minutes with all the lightning that was striking. So we kind of just relaxed and we're hanging out, and we took it as kind of like a downtime, I feel like. But mentally, we were all locked in and we were talking about the game still, but we were just trying to stay calm and cool as much as possible. And then when we knew that the lightning was kind of dying off, we mentally were still focused, but really got locked in and got our own bodies ready to go again.
I'm sure Louis was very happy to get the shutout after what happened the first time around against Dayton, that controversial goal they scored in stoppage time. But it was, I'm sure, a good feeling that the team came away with a victory in the match on Sunday.
Yeah, it definitely was. It was a huge, huge road victory. 3 points on the road, you can never complain about that. We definitely needed it because we tied at home against Richmond, and we thought we should have won that game too. But, I mean, with the shutout for Louis, that's awesome. I mean, I was really happy for him, and I know he was happy. we were both happy and celebrating after the game because he definitely deserved it. And I feel like he deserved two or three more shutouts earlier in the season, but I guess the ball wasn't bouncing his way, or just it was kind of an unlucky situation. But the team was happy with 3 points. I know Louis was very happy with the shutout.
Well, John, we're looking forward to seeing you in action on Saturday against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. I'll be looking forward to call the game with Joe Giuliano. And, again, keep an eye out for those dogs. You know, you got the Pittsburgh Riverhounds, and you got a lot of dogs in the stadium. I guess the game's going to go to the dogs on Saturday, but it should be a great one. So thanks a lot for being with us, and good luck on Saturday.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Okay, John McCarthy here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis with the latest news from the U.S. soccer camp as we prepare for the World Cup, and a big announcement today from New York City FC. We'll talk about that next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Seriani.
But if I ever caught you running around, blowing my money all over this town, then I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, hey, I've been long gone.
The Rochester Rhinos are back at Salem Stadium this Saturday night at 7 p.m. to take on the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. It's the 8th annual Bark in the Park, where fans can bring their dogs to the match. Bark Zone tickets are just $8, which includes admission for you and your dog in a special area of the stadium where you can meet vendors promoting pet adoptions, active lifestyles, and social activities for owners and pets. Get your Rhinos tickets, flex packs, and parking passes now by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all their fans for supporting the team at the Blue Cross Arena the past three seasons. Because of you, the Lancers led the league in attendance for the second straight year. Later this fall, the Lancers will be back in the brand new Nationwide Major Arena Soccer League, so don't miss out. Lancer season tickets are now on sale for just $150 for any seat at the Blue Cross Arena. Call 872-KICK or visit ourlancers.com to purchase your tickets today.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash begin another critical three-match road trip this Wednesday night against FC Kansas City starting at 8 p.m. Then the Flash face the defending champion Portland Thorns on Saturday night with kickoff at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Go to NWSLsoccer.com to watch the match live online. The Flash return home to Salem Stadium on Wednesday, June 18th, 7 p.m. to take on the Chicago Red Stars. Get your Flash tickets by visiting the Salem Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or call 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be part of it, New York, New York.
And our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report with Michael Lewis is brought to you by Salins, premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store or visit their website at www.salin.com. Salins spelled S-A-H-L-E-N. Michael, good evening. How are you doing?
I'm very good. How are you tonight, Andrew?
Well, I'm happy and I'm nervous. And you probably are feeling the same emotions after yesterday's match with the U.S. First of all, you got to say, this New York City, they came out, and what an atmosphere at Red Bull Arena. You were right in the middle of it. Tell us about what it's like from a fan perspective, what it sounded like, and what was the atmosphere like?
Lots of noise, good noise. Chanting is what I mean. Some great banners. And to me, if you've got the atmosphere at a soccer game, you're halfway there. And that's what I live for. Beyond a good soccer game is to have a great atmosphere. There's nothing like having an intense battle and there's no one there to cheer things on. And maybe they overhype it in a way, bring it to a different level. And I think, Turkey was a formidable opponent. I mean, this is a team that came close to qualifying, and it definitely tested the U.S., and yes, it has made me remember my concerns about the team, and I know what we said on the Memorial Day show last week about none of the four of us picking the U.S., and I am not going to move from that. They've got some problems, and I'm not certain that they could fix them within the next 2 weeks. Maybe they'll prove me wrong, and Jurgen Klinsmann will be considered the genius of the year.
Well, Michael, what I think might happen is even if the U.S. doesn't get through, they're going to have three very entertaining matches, because if offensively they play like they did yesterday, they're going to be a fun team to watch. That goal that Fabian Johnson scored, that is a golazo, as they say. What a strike that was, and that, I'm sure, was brought the crowd to their feet. And, of course, Dempsey's goal took advantage of a mistake. It was an Italian-like goal. He was right there and put the ball in the back of the net. So I think offensively the U.S. did very well, but, boy, if it was Germany or Portugal or even Ghana, I think the U.S. gives up three or four goals in that match because Turkey missed some sitters, and we can't do that in the World Cup.
Especially early on when, as we all know, scoring the first goal of a game, particularly in a World Cup, is so vital. Fabian Johnson, great overlap, great positioning, and let's give Michael Bradley a lot of credit for sending him the pass. I would have liked to have seen him save it for sometime in the next 2 weeks, but a great goal is a great goal. And, Dempsey taking out the trash, whatever you want to call it, did what a center forward has to do. What I'm more concerned about, Dempsey looked good despite the fact he's coming off of some groin issues that forced him to sit out the Azerbaijan game. But, Jozy Altidore, no matter what he does, can't put the ball into the ocean, it seems. And it's not like he played poorly yesterday. I mean, he was a good target man, had a couple of decent shots on goal, and had some decent passes. But he claims that his confidence isn't shaken, but everyone else's confidence in him seems to be. When I say everyone else, is the media and the fans.
Yeah, but he did score a goal. It just was called back for some unknown foul that Ian Dark couldn't figure out exactly what the problem was on the goal. I mean, he looked like it was a good goal, but it was for some reason. The referee from Tunisia left a lot to be desired in that match. He was not a good official. We'll be seeing a lot better officials in the World Cup. But I also want to mention, we had Mix Diskerud, who scored against Azerbaijan. I thought he played pretty well. We didn't see Aaron Johansson, which was a bit of a surprise that we didn't get a chance to see. He scored a great goal against Azerbaijan. We did see Julian Green. I was not impressed. I thought he looked very soft. I didn't think he brought much to the table at all. So you have to wonder, the Landon Donovan supporters who were out there, they're probably screaming and saying, this guy, and Landon scoring goals for the Galaxy, why is he not on this team?
You know, Julian Green seemed to be, you know, knocked down a few times, whether or sometimes he slipped on the turf, I don't know. And he seemed to do that last Tuesday in San Francisco as well, too. In a recent game, I take that back. But there's something, I don't know if he's nervous, unsettled, or whatever. I just hope Jurgen Klinsmann knows what he's doing. If he doesn't, the U.S. can be in big trouble.
Well, he won. The result was there. We won the game. We beat Azerbaijan. We got Nigeria on Saturday down in Tampa. A team certainly will play much like Ghana will play in our first match. And the Super Eagles, they're going to want to have a good performance as well as they get ready for their group. And you know, they got a tough, very tough group to play in or try to get to second place. So, well, we'll see what happens on Saturday, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's funny with World Cup warm-up games. It's so difficult for me to cover outside of someone putting on a scintillating performance or, God forbid, heaven forbid, someone gets injured, you know, because these aren't, they're friendlies. And a number of years ago, Nigeria got hammered by the Netherlands 4-1 in a friendly before the 98 World Cup. And this is the Nigerian team that was coached by Bora Milutinovic. And the Nigerians went to the second round of the World Cup. So go figure. And I'm not discounting them. I'm just saying, trying to figure out what's the proper place for these warm-up games. It's more like the players getting into match fitness with each other, getting into sync, playing well, and maybe getting a result. But, you know, outside of, like I said, an injury or a big loss, it's a tough one for a journalist to cover, at least.
Right. Let me correct myself. They're playing at Everbank Field in Jacksonville, Florida, not in Tampa. So I want to make that clear. It's a 6 o'clock kickoff for the United States against Nigeria. And we do want to, Michael, we have to mention the other big news of the day that I teased. New York City FC made their first official player signing, and boy, what a signing it was. David Villa, Spanish international, who is certainly one of the top players in the world, will be playing for the brand-new New York City team next year in MLS. But the gentleman who may be their second signing is the one I'm most interested in, a gentleman by the name of Frank Lampard, one of my favorite players, the all-time leading scorer for Chelsea, the vice captain of the English national team. Looks like he will be making his way to New York as well. And as like I told you in my email, I want to be the first one to have a New York City FC jersey with Frank Lampard's name on the back.
It's funny because it looks like it is going to happen sooner than later for Lampard. I just read a report from The Guardian in England that, while he, during his time between Chelsea and his new team, he might wind up playing for his uncle, Harry Redknapp, with Queen's Park Rangers. But he did say goodbye to Chelsea today. No one's saying where he's going to wind up next year, but the way they're building this team, and they're building it up the middle, a striker, then you've got Lampard, and then you wonder, okay, is the next big piece of the puzzle, is that going to be a central defender? I guess we'll have to wait and see, but I'm dying to see when and if the Lampard thing becomes official. Although there are strong indications from my sources and other reports that it will become official.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'll say the New York City FC will become one of my favorite MLS teams with Frank Lampard on there, that's for sure. He's a class act, and it's been a pleasure to watch him over the years with Chelsea. But Michael, next week's our anniversary show. We look forward to talking about reminiscing with Charlie Sciano. And, of course, the following Monday, 9 o'clock, we'll hopefully, knock on wood, be able to talk to you from Brazil. We'll see how things go with all things you have to do. You told me about your crazy travel plans you have to do that night. But I hope we can get you on that show. But definitely next week, the anniversary show, we look forward to talking to you and get their last thoughts before the start of the World Cup.
I hope, you know, I'm looking forward to the anniversary show. I think it's pretty incredible that a soccer show has been on for 20 years in a row, and maybe I should save my plaudits until next week. Leaving at 2:49 in the morning, me and a lot of other journalists to get back to Sao Paulo. This is a World Cup that we're definitely not going to forget.
That's for sure. Hopefully for all good reasons. Michael, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Hey, you're welcome. My pleasure, as always.
Thanks, Michael. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. We want to thank, of course, Michael and Dick Howard, as always, for being a part of our show. And, of course, we'll be on our anniversary show next Monday night at 6:30 with myself and Joe Siriani, and the host emeritus, Charlie Schiano, will be with us for the entire show. We also want to thank John McCarthy from the Rhinos, Greg Stanton, Gabe Selinsky, and Pat Erkely, Lydia Williams from The Flash with Jackie Maynard, Mike Sapol, and Aaron Lyons, also from The Flash. Rhinos in action Saturday at 7 against Pittsburgh for Bark in the Park. The Flash on the road against Kansas City on Wednesday at 8 in Portland. At 10 o'clock on Saturday, call 454-KICK to get your Rhinos and Flash tickets. This has been Andrew Battisti with Michael Lewis in New York, Dick Howard in Toronto, Bob D'Angelo at WISL, and Joe Siriani at a super secret location. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for our 20th anniversary show on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM at 10:40 a.m. and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Have a good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Livewire. Claridge Design Center. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.